Good evening, I'm Kevin Baird with a KUAC News Minor Update. Kroger, the parent company of Fred Meyer, will no longer sell guns to anyone under 21 years old at the stores it owns. It's the third major retailer this week to put restrictions in place that are stronger than federal laws. The move follows similar actions by Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart. The nation's largest grocery chain has sold guns from 44 of its Fred Meyer stores in the West, including Alaska, but said today that since a mass shooting last month at a Florida high school killed 17 people, it's become clear that gun retail outlets must go beyond what current U.S. laws require. The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race kicks off with the ceremonial start in Anchorage Saturday and then the official restart in Willow Sunday. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, this year the event is mired in scandals that are putting the race's future in jeopardy.
This year's race is up against extra challenges, as multiple controversies have crashed down all at once, even driving one of its stars to post a 17-minute-long YouTube video lashing out at race leadership.
The Iditarod can try to run me over. They can try to throw me under the bus, but I'm going to be honest to myself, and they're going to find out I don't fit under the bus.
Dallas Seavey is a mushing wunderkind, having won the race four times before age 30. But since last fall, he's been embroiled in the sport's first high-profile doping scandal after it came out that some of his dogs tested positive for a banned painkiller at the end of last year's race. Seavey vigorously denies that he drugged his team and was backed up by other notable mushers. He's faulted the Iditarod's board of directors for mishandling the investigation, hurting his reputation in the process.
There is part of this race that is a cancer right now. There is a corruption in this race.
Seavey snubbed this year's Iditarod and is competing in a Norwegian race that runs at the same time. He's also pushed back on the damning doping narrative.
I believe this was given to my dogs maliciously, as that's one of the options. I think that's the most likely option.
The theory that a saboteur drugged Seavey's dogs is accepted by many in Alaska's mushing community. Some believe it could have been an accident or mistake. Some think it might have been a competitor. And others point to animal rights activists who have done more in recent years to take down the Iditarod's public image. Leading that charge is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The group says it did not have any personnel in Alaska last year and condemns dogs being given banned substances. But Colleen O'Brien, a vice president for communications, says PETA is leaning harder than ever on corporate sponsors to drop their support for the event.
One of the biggest lies that the Iditarod community has tried to sell the public is that these dogs aren't like the dogs we share our homes with, and it's not true.
PETA wants for the Iditarod to become a race without dogs, saying mushing is fundamentally abusive. The group claims that sponsor Flight is taking a toll on the Iditarod's financial health, and for the first time ever, they're sending protesters to Alaska for this year's race. On top of all of that, earlier in February, a prominent group of race veterans within the Iditarod Official Finishers Club called for the president of the board of directors to resign immediately, alleging his mismanagement and conflicts of interest are jeopardizing the whole sport. The demand came on the heels of a confidential report by the Foraker Group that was commissioned by the race's main sponsors and leaked to the press. It pointed to many of the same problems, saying the board needs major reforms for companies to keep financing it. Many are pining for the old days, when the Iditarod was more like a weeks-long wilderness adventure than a race. Stan Hooley, Iditarod's CEO, sympathizes.
There's a big part of me that feels that way, too. Unfortunately, I'm in the business and in the role of working to grow this race.
In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday discussed a bill that would allow state law enforcement to temporarily take guns from people deemed to be a danger to themselves or to others. House Bill 75, introduced by Anchorage Democrat Representative Garen Tarr in January of 2017, was referred to the House Judiciary Committee and House Finance Committee. Tarr referred to the legislation as, quote, a common sense measure, unquote, in her sponsor statement, noting that Alaska has some of the highest rates of suicide and sexual violence in the country. If passed, the bill would create an extreme risk protection order that could be filed against individuals who show a risk of danger or harm to themselves or others, and that would in turn allow families or law enforcement to remove guns from such individuals. Tarr said, quote, the legislation doesn't infringe on the Second Amendment. The individual can receive his or her firearms when the high-risk behavior is no longer a threat, close quote. Tarr noted that California, Indiana, Connecticut, Oregon, and Washington have established such orders and that 18 other states are considering familiar measures. HB 75 was heard and held in the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday and will be discussed further at a later date. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Kevin Baird.